Welcome to G4S National Apprenticeship Week podcast. This is a short series of interviews with G4S employees who've benefited from undertaking an apprenticeship program. These programs are available to G4S employees in England. Good afternoon. I'm with Jim Keenan. Jim works as a quality assurance and ops manager in G4S Police and Services. Jim has recently completed the Level 7 Senior Leader Master's Degree Apprenticeship. I'm going to be speaking to Jim about his experience. How are you, Jim?
I'm very well. Thanks for inviting me, Tony.
You're very welcome, and thank you for offering to share your experience. So why did you choose to undertake an apprenticeship and a master's degree level apprenticeship?
Well, I work inside policing, and primary part of my role is assuring qualifications. And at the national level, they decided to change over from the standard current route of entry into degree level entry. And so increasingly, I was having two things. Firstly, I have to advise the force on how they would implement degree level programs. And secondly, I have to implement and quality assure those programs myself. And in order to do that, I needed a range of skills that I didn't currently possess. And the organization needed somebody who has a range of current skills that I didn't currently possess. So it's either develop somebody internally to be able to utilize or provide those skills, or recruit somebody externally. So it's get myself into that range of skills so that I could advise and support our customer and my own organization appropriately.
And did you find the apprenticeship program helped you to develop the skills you need?
Absolutely. Game changer. Really was.
In what way?
Well, I've been a manager for a long time, more than 30 years. I'm 59 years of age now. And I thought I knew how to think strategically, to take operational and tactical decisions, then to apply them to achieve organizational goals. We all think we can do that. But when you work on how strategy is developed, what you identify as business needs, the whole level of the thinking just changed for me personally. It was taking it that next step. The analogy I might use is, if you want to climb to the top of Everest, I had the skills to get me to base camp. Yeah, I had the fitness and the resources to get to base camp. But getting up the hill requires something completely different. And I didn't know what those skills were. I didn't know what that environment was. And doing this level of qualification exposed me to what the skills were and helped me to develop those skills, so that I would be able to do what I hope I can do now in a much more effective way.
And are you finding you've got that opportunity to apply what you've learned, and it's practical?
Because you're doing that in the learning itself. It's not just you go off to university, you go read a few books, you take a few exams, you write a few papers. You actually apply these things in the workplace, and that's the evidence that you bring towards the qualification itself. You have to apply it. How do you do it? How did it? What did you learn from applying it? And that's where the change takes place. That's where the learning takes place.
Yeah, obviously, it sounds like you've got a very busy job. How did you find juggling the demands of your day job with learning?
Everyone talks about the 20% abstraction that's guaranteed under the frameworks. Yeah, so your employer supports you, minimum 20% abstraction. But that still leaves 80% of the work still got to be done by you, the student. So you've really got to be organized on it. You've got to be on top of it. And you've got to recognize the difference between a nice to have and a must have. So you know what you're going to be assessed in. So work on what you're going to be assessed as a priority over what the other learning that you might bring into it. It was challenging, but as long as you keep yourself organized and work to the plan, it's eminently doable.
And did you need support from colleagues, from your manager, from the business?
Absolutely. So as I said, a lot of the learning takes place in the application of what you're actually doing in the workplace. So you're actually bringing in work that's of value to your manager, but you have to have that relationship with your manager so they know what you're doing, why you're doing it, how they can support you in the workplace. So there's all of these networks of people that everything is dependent upon, so that the 20% abstraction is not a minimum thing. If you as an organization are just looking, I'm losing X for 20% of his working week, one day a week equivalent, but what is he bringing back into my department as a result of that 20% that's making it more valuable and will give me a return over the long term?
What are you finding that was worth the commitment, and it was worth the effort and the hard work?
I'm a much more valuable employee now than I was when I started this process, because I can give a better understanding of what the organization needs from me and what I can do to support my managers and the strategic level of the organization. Particularly, I did a large piece of work on leadership development inside Lincolnshire Police, and that has been very, very well received. It's going to be form the basis of a lot of work that we're going to do over the next couple of years in terms of leadership development. It's the evidence base about the need for change and how change should take place. So, yes, it's been extremely beneficial.
Excellent. So, did you enjoy it?
I did. It's weird. I say it's weird. The more I learned, the more interested I became. The more interested I became, the more I learned. So it was this beneficial circle. I was coming off, applying something into the workplace, getting a result, good or bad, learn from the lesson, mostly good. Ah, that's interesting. And I'm getting something better than I would have got if I'd done it the way I used to do things. Oh, I wonder what the next thing's going to be that I learn. You learn a bit more. You look at finance. Oh, this is how finance links here. I've not been looking at this area for years. I was a police manager. Why would I be looking at finance and budgets? I haven't got a budget. But this is how what you do affects budgets and finance. And you learn, and it works in, and you learn. And that's more interesting. It became extremely interesting.
So would you recommend this route development to anybody else?
Yeah, anybody who gets the opportunity should take the opportunity, and the organization should support the opportunity, because you'll get your abstraction, your minimum of 20%, and that's a cost. Yeah. Well, what it will return to you as an organization and as an individual over the long term, immeasurable. Certainly, my own experiences with these higher level programs, the degree level programs, and the bang for the buck, personally, and organisationally, no doubt, highly recommended.
Jim, I appreciate you taking the time to speak to me. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Tony. Best of luck with what you're trying to achieve.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about the opportunities available as part of National Apprenticeship Week, please visit our global internet site, The Hub, and search National Apprenticeship Week. Or send me an email. My email address is tony.summers2@uk.g4s.com. I'd love to hear from you.